Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I'm Orey Naftali here at 1907 Vine Street, one of the little sanctuaries of the Most High, bringing to you, once again, nothing but the truth. It's an honor to be here, to stand before the people in Yahweh's sanctuary, to bring forth Yahweh's words and to bring forth Yahweh's truth. And I praise Yahweh for my brother Lemuel, who's here with me today. And I also praise Yahweh for my brother Shem, who's here with me as well, who's going to read for me tonight. And like I said, it's a great blessing to bring the truth to you once again. Here we are in the season, 1907 Vine Street, embarking upon a very beautiful season. Not only we're going into a new year, we're going into the third year. And at the same time that we go into this new year of the third year, it also coincides with event, which is called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference. So we here in Cincinnati, we're getting ready and prepared for it. And we pray and hope that Yahweh will bless this meeting. He will bless this conference. For this meeting is exclusively about one thing and one thing only. And that's about Yahweh and his words. It's about magnifying his name. And it's about magnifying his truth, his laws, and making it honorable. So praise the mighty God for all those that come out to attend. Hopefully you're coming to receive Yahweh's great message. And so it's a blessing that we're here in this season. And I wanted to make that quick announcement that the conference is upon us. So I hope everyone's making their reservations. If you need any help, all you have to do is call myself, Morey Naftali, at 513-374-9900. You have any confusion, you have any questions, just give me a call. You can also call the other Morey's, Morey Ishaya, Morey Ishaya, Morey Ishaya, 919-931-6216. Morey Ishaya, 513-237-5911. Praise the mighty Yah. And we're going to go ahead and get right into it. We apologize for being a little behind, for we had a little glitch in our engineering system, our computers, and our engineer. But praise the mighty Yah. What we're speaking on today is this great scripture recorded in the Book of Wisdom. The Book of Wisdom is the whole Book of Yah. For the Most High said that this law, this book is the one that you're supposed to seek out of. Isaiah 34 verse 16 reads that, "Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read, and none of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate." The Most High also says that, listen, this law and this book is going to be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. So this is a whole book of wisdom. But here it is in Proverbs, the book that was wrote by Solomon, a man that was blessed with exceeding much wisdom. And this is why we call this the Book of Wisdom, because he wrote it from the great wisdom that Yahweh blessed him with. And let's see what this great verse reads. Here in Proverbs, the 10th chapter, and start at verse 8.
The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall.
The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. And what is a prating fool? Prating fool is one that speaks foolishness, not one day, not 2 days, but every day. one that says, hey, you cannot keep the Sabbath day in captivity. One that says that you don't have to keep the laws of the Most High. One that says that Yahweh has no expectation of his people when they are in the land of their enemies. And it's one thing to say these things, but it's another one to say it every single day. And it just would not let go and just have a whole just heap of days just going and going and going nonstop, like a continual dropping when you become a prating fool. But the light that I want to shine upon is the first part of this verse, the wise in heart. And the question is, how does a wise heart look according to the scriptures? How can you really know that you have a wise heart? The wise in heart will receive commandments. It's already giving you an answer. This is the only kind of heart that's going to receive commandments. And who do you give commandments to? You give commandments to people that serve. People that serve. And people that serve are called servants. And did not the Most High Yahweh tell the children of Israel that we are his servants? So we're supposed to be serving. But the only way you're going to receive commandments is if your heart is wise. But you got to know, the Most High says in the scriptures, wisdom is the principal thing. But with all your getting, get ye understanding. And I want to show you something about the heart that you might have never considered. Go with me to the book of Zechariah real quick. And on the way to Zechariah, the 7th chapter, like I said, it don't even have to come from the Most High Yah. A servant, the only way you have a good servant, if he has a wise heart, because if you have a servant that doesn't have a wise heart, he's going to be no good for you. And why? Because he's not going to receive your commands. He's not going to receive your commandments. You're going to have problems. You're going to have issues. But when you have a servant with a wise heart, he's going to receive your commands. And he's going to be delighted and happy to do exactly what you need him to do. In the book of Zechariah, the 7th chapter, start reading, brother, at the 9th verse.
Thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow nor the fatherless, the stranger nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart.
Because at the end of the day, if that's the kind of heart you have, that's not a wise heart. The Most High said, I want you to execute true judgment and show mercy, compassions, every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow. What kind of person, what kind of heart would want to oppress a widow? A woman who has lost her husband. A woman that has a whole family to take care of, but she don't even have the strength in the house. What kind of heart is that? Don't oppress the fatherless. And yes, there are people that will take advantage of the fatherless. Sons and daughters that's raised up without father, so they might be lacking in certain maturities. They might be lacking a certain knowledge just by virtual fact they didn't have that father figure. And you can see it. And then you take advantage of them. Instead of being some kind of role model and mentor and father figure to them, you got some people with the heart to take advantage of them. And it says also, the stranger nor the poor. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Because at the end of the day, what you're going to find out, people, that's not a wise heart. If you imagine evil against your brother in your heart, that's not a wise heart at all. That's an evil heart. But let me show you this. Keep reading.
But they refused to hearken.
They refused to hearken.
And pulled away the shoulder.
So they pulled away the shoulder. And when somebody's refusing to listen to you, you say, hey, man, come here, listen for a second. They say, no, I don't. They pull away the shoulder.
And stop their ears.
Stop their ears. The ears is the doors and the gates to the heart. And they don't even want to hear what you got because they don't even want to give it a chance of penetrating their heart. Because then they will have to go the extra mile to harden their heart. Just because they heard it, and as soon as it gets to the heart, it's going to affect the heart. So it's one of two things. Your heart is going to harden, or it's going to do something else. But keep reading this.
That they should not hear.
That they should not hear. Uh-huh.
Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which Yahweh of hosts has sent his spirit by the former prophets.
So they made their hearts as adamant stone? My goodness. What kind of person got a heart in their body that's like an adamant stone? And yes, you have to have a heart of stone to not want to hear Yahweh's word, to not want to believe in Yahweh's truth, to not want to seek after Yahweh, to seek the Creator, the one that created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is, the one that has given life to all living creatures on earth. We don't want to seek him out. We don't want to hear him. We don't want to hearken to him. You have to have a heart of stone. That's cold-hearted. One that gave you life. And what else does it read?
Therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh of hosts.
So listen, I just wanted to show you this. They give you what you call. Before I give the answer, I wanted to give you, because I don't want to spell it all the way out for you, because this is a beautiful truth that the Most High showed me. A wise and heart. All you have to see, first of all, the heart that's not wise is the heart that is hardened. An adamant stone heart. It's an adamant stone heart. Let me go with me to Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. That's the word I was looking for, a hint. I just wanted to give you a hint on what this wise heart is, how it looks, how it feels. Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. And all you have to do is look, what's the opposite of adamant stone? What's the opposite of something hard? And then you'll find out what a wise heart is. Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. Let's start reading at the 17th verse.
Therefore say, thus
and,
says...
Excuse me. Start at verse 16. One of my favorite verses in the scriptures. Go ahead.
Therefore say, thus saith Yah Elohim, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come.
I love this scripture because the Most High promised that he would scatter us into the four corners of the earth. He promised that if we wouldn't hearken, if we harden our hearts against him, and you harden your heart when you pull away your shoulders and you Stop your ears from hearing. That's how you harden your heart. This is how you know your heart is hard. He promised that if you did this, he was going to cast us out of our land into the countries. But Yahweh is so merciful. He said, I'm going to still be a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall go. And I praise Yahweh that I stand in one of them sanctuaries. I stand in one of them. And it's a great honor. It's the greatest honor. And it's the chiefest joy to stand in a sanctuary. Because listen, he said, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary. And for us, this is Yahweh for us. This is where Yahweh's name is praised. This is where Yahweh's truth is brought out. This is where Yahweh is served. This is where Yahweh is magnified. And just walk into these doors, tuning in and watching this class and these programs that come forth from this place, it's the greatest honor. Praise the mighty Yah. Go ahead and read further, brother.
Therefore say, thus saith Yah Elohim, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof and all the abominations thereof from thence, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh.
Listen, the Most High said, I'm going to get them all one heart. Only one kind of heart. Because what's going on today, people, we're going to come back here, but I want you to turn your books to Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. And if you love the truth, you're going to love when Yahweh show us from his words what a wise heart really looks like, according to Yah. But let me show you. It's a lot of different kind of hearts going on today. But Yahweh said, no, I'm going to get my people, and I'm going to give them all one heart. And that's how we should be. Just like King David, the heart that he had, that's the kind of heart that we all have. One heart, just like David. But watch this. In Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, my brother, start reading at the 11th verse.
Then shall thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me.
Your fathers forsook Yahweh,
saith Yahweh, and have walked after other deities, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. And you have done worse than your fathers.
You done worse than your fathers. I know we frown upon our fathers and say, man, y'all the reason. Our fathers is the reason that we in this condition. Our fathers is the reason that we lost our land, and now we got to serve our enemies in their land and be in captivity for 400 years. It's our fathers. They the whole big old reason. But keep reading this.
For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart.
The Most High said, listen, don't get to point your fingers. Don't get to point your fingers at fathers. Matter of fact, the Most High told us when we pray, we should ask for the forgiveness for the sins and iniquities of our fathers, but also pray for your own sins, transgressions, and iniquities. But see, we got something so foolish going on today, we don't even realize that our sins today is greater than our fathers. He said, we done worse than our fathers. And why? Excuse me. Read that again.
And ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart.
See, everybody's just walking in the imagination of their own evil heart. Can you imagine living in the world where everybody just walking in the imagination of their own evil heart? You know how many imaginations a man can think of? That'll let you know how many different kind of hearts you got. Even though at the end of the day, it's really still one kind of heart because it's just evil. It's just an evil heart. It's own imagination. At least back in the day, our fathers had a heart where they wanted to serve this God and that God, and then you can deal with that because I know where you're coming from. I know where you get your understanding from. I know what your heart is dealing with. You're just dealing with this thing right here, so now I can attack it. Now I can shut it down. Now I got something to deal with. How you going to deal with people that you don't know? You don't know how to deal with these people because they all basing everything just on their imagination of their own evil heart. So instead of having one angle and one thing to deal with, you got 1,000,000,000 things to deal with. A bunch of different imaginations. But let's go back to Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. Because now this is going to shine a light on his heart. That's why the Most High, see, he's not the author of confusion. And if we just dealing with everybody's imagination, that's just too much confusion. We just need one heart, one imagination, one vision, one goal, one opinion. Go back there, Ezekiel 11 chapter, and start at the 19th verse.
And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh.
I'm going to take the stony, the stone-cold heart. Yahweh's saying this heart got to go. So in other words, you know that the wise in heart ain't the stony heart. It ain't the hard heart that's then removed his shoulders and stopped his ear from hearkening to the Most High. Because to show me that you got a hard heart, all I got to do is see that you refuse to listen to Yah. And you might know this truth, you might know that truth, and you might know this truth and that truth. But at the point that you get to this truth right here, and you stop your ears, your heart is hard. You done hardened your heart. Your heart has done turned stone. And this is the heart the Most High got to remove from us. See, we Israelites, we know that we're Israel. And we got a lot of truths that we done accepted. But then it's a lot of truths. The Most High said in the latter days, knowledge is going to increase. So truths is going to keep coming. And the only way you're going to stay in line and keep yourself up to date with the truth is if your heart is wise. And a lot of us don't realize our hearts is really stone cold. Stone. But listen, look what he says. I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of them. I'm going to give them a heart of flesh. People, that's the difference between the evil heart is stone, it's adamant, it's hard, and then the wise in heart is a heart of flesh. And people, all you got to do is touch your flesh, touch your skin. And what do you feel? It's soft. It's soft. It's sensitive. It's very easy to bruise. It's very easy to penetrate. It's soft. Now I can understand the wise of heart will receive commandments because his heart is soft. You can penetrate the heart. You can get into this kind of heart. This heart is tender. It's delicate, it's soft. And that's the kind of heart the Most High want us to have. Because that's the only kind of heart that's going to receive commandments. Go with me to the book of Job. Let me show you this and prove what I'm saying to you. You have to have a very soft heart to serve the Most High. You have to have a very soft heart to see the truth of Yahweh. Because at the point the truth is on the table and you can't see it, I know people that see it through, they scratching their head. Like, why you can't see this? Well, we don't have to scratch our heads no more. We don't have to second guess no more. We don't have to question no more. Your heart must be hard. And why is it hard? We have reasons why we're hard in our heart. Like the Most High did with Pharaoh. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. And so it was things that Yahweh put in place that would cause this man to harden his heart. All it takes is some words or a thought. Next thing you know, you're like, man, I ain't listening to this. I ain't hearing this. Shoulders from this. Next thing you know, you harden your heart. Go to the book of Job, the 23rd chapter. And people, Yahweh wasn't lying when he said we are hard-hearted people. We are hard-hearted people. And I know we get to learn in the truth. And we get to learn in who we are. Our people, they knew who they were during the times. Just because you know about Yahweh's Sabbath day, that don't mean that your heart ain't hard. You got Sabbath day keepers. You got people that's praising Yah, wearing fringes. And some of these same individuals, heart is stone cold hard. Even myself, I had to look in the mirror and just be honest. Say, my goodness, brother, you got to soften up your heart. I said, Job 23. Let me get there real quick with you. Start at verse 9.
On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips.
My foot has held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. Yeah, because the scriptures tell you, you have to have a wise heart to receive commandments. And I'm trying to tell you now what the scriptures is telling us. A wise heart is a heart of flesh. A soft heart, a tender heart, a delicate heart, a gentle heart. Not this stony, adamant stone, cold as ice, brick heart. Keep reading this, brother.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth.
I have esteemed the words of the Most High's mouth more than my necessary food. And see, that's our mistakes, people. First thing first is we wake up in the morning and we concerned about what we're going to eat. We're concerned about a bowl of cereal and a cup of orange juice. That's the first thing we do. We want to drink a glass of water. But no, when your heart is in the right place, you're going to esteem Yahweh's word even above your necessary food. Because that's what's going to cause your heart to be right. That's what's going to cause your heart to be a heart of flesh. Because guess what? The word of Yahweh is your life. It is your necessary food. Keep reading this.
But he is in one mind. And who can turn him? And what is his soul desireth? Even that he doeth. For he performeth a thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him.
Yeah, he performeth the things that's appointed for me. Whether it's evil in my life, good in my life, I know he appoints it. And if you're a true servant of the Most High, when the evil at your door, you're going to consider Yah. And when it's good at your door, you're going to consider Yah. Uh-huh.
Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For Elohim maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me.
He said, therefore, I am troubled at his presence. He troubled at the presence of the Most High. He trembles at the presence of the Most High. You have no more strength left in your knees when you're in the presence of the Most High. You don't have no strength at all because you at the maximum humbleness. You at maximum humility. And humility and humbleness is when you're weak. That's why we fast humble ourselves, to weaken our flesh, to weaken our souls. And you have maximum humility when you're in the presence of the Most High. He says, listen, for Elohim maketh my heart what?
Soft.
He make my heart soft. And the Almighty troubleth me. And yes, when you humble yourself before the Most High, Yah, this is what begins to happen. Your heart becomes soft. It's no longer about rebellion. It's no longer about strife and debate. It's no longer about you versus me. It's no longer about what I know versus what you know. At the end of the day, it don't matter what you know. Yahweh is great. And he's the only one that's great. This whole story about Job is beautiful. Because this is one of the greatest men in the scriptures. He's a servant of the Most High. He's actually the seventh wonder of Yah. And we can get into that later for those who don't understand what I mean by that. But you can understand this. He's one of Yahweh's wonders. Because this was a servant that Yahweh raised up to lead this example before us right here on these pages. And he was a perfect, a right man, and still, in the presence of the Most High, he's nothing. Job is nothing when it comes to Yahweh. He's less than nothing when it comes to Yahweh. And this is why his heart is soft. Because all the servants of the Most High know I'm nothing. My heart can't be hard even a little bit. I can't have no pride even a little bit. Because pride is when you're caught up in yourself. Now you think you got the power. Now you think you got the wisdom. Now you think you got the knowledge. You might have it, but guess who it come from? Yahweh. Well, all the praise go to Yah at all times. So this ain't about us, people. This ain't about you and me. This is all about Yah. So we don't have reasons to harden our hearts. Let me show you this. This soft heart is very beautiful. This is exactly the kind of heart Most High want us to have. Go with me to the book of Genesis. The 33rd chapter. A soft heart, a hard flesh, is going to cause you to be a gentle person. It's going to cause you to be a kind person. It's going to cause you to be a person that's slow to anger. It's going to cause you to be tender. Look at this man right here. I'm just want to give you some examples of the kind of heart that Yahweh looks for. The kind of heart that Yahweh is pleased with. Genesis, the 33rd chapter. Verse 1.
And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided his children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaid and the children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed before them, and bowed himself to the ground seven times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and children, and said, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children which Elohim hath graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, these are to find grace in thy sight of my master.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find grace in your sight. And everybody want grace. Everybody want to be favored. But what are you doing? What are you doing to be favored? You're not going to get favored with that hard, stony heart. And with a hard, stony heart, you think you're just supposed to be favored just because you're standing there. People supposed to just have grace and like you just because you exist. And you're standing there and your locks is done and you got your friends on. I don't know, but this stony heart, it ain't going to get it. But watch this. Keep reading.
And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand.
Nah, he's not taking no for answer because the kind of heart he has, I gave you this as a gift, and if I found grace, then take it, please. Take it. Keep reading.
For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of Elohim, and thou was pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because Elohim hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him. He took it.
He wouldn't take no for answer. Go ahead.
And he said, let us take our journey.
This is Esau talking.
And let us go, and I will go before thee. He said unto him, my master knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and the herds young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die.
See, listen, this man, his heart is way too soft for this kind of business. Here it is, Esau, see that Jacob got a whole family. And with this family, he ain't running a bunch of soldiers and men that's just ready to take a journey and get there real fast. He said, listen. He said, my master knoweth that the children are tender. These some tender kids. They saw these young. The flocks and the herds, the young are with me as well. We'll die. Let my master, I pray thee, pass over before a servant, and I will lead on softly. I got to take my time. According as the cattle that goeth before me, I got to go according to these cattle. I'm not about to rush them and push them, and that ain't the kind of business I do. He said, listen, the children tender, the flocks and herds were younger with me, and if men should overdrive them one day, all the flocks will die. Let my master, I pray thee, pass over before a servant lead, and I will lead on softly, according as cattle that go before me, and the children be able to endure until I come unto my master, unto Seir. So he said, listen, I got to make sure that the kids can endure. I got to make sure, see, he got that soft heart. He's considering the cattle. He's considering the children, the tender little kids. The scripture saying, and go there real quick, Proverbs the 13th chapter. He said, man, we got to slow it down and move soft. And you think soft when your heart is soft. Proverbs the 13th chapter, what do it say in the 15th verse?
Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard.
See, good understanding, that's what gives favor. And when you start getting good understanding only comes to a wise heart. Because a wise heart will receive commandments. And what did the Most High say? Well, good understanding have all they to keep my commandments. So you can have a good understanding when you get favor. And he says, keep reading. But the way of transgressors is what?
Hard.
Man, it's just, that way is way too hard. And the way is always going to be hard when you got a hard heart. And if you look at us today, but you just look yourself in the mirror, And look how you treat your brothers and sisters. When the Most High said, execute true judgment in the midst and show compassion every man to his brother. Look how we treat one another. Look how you treat your wife. Look how you treat your husband. Look how you treat your children. They tender. They tender. Not only are they tender, their hearts are tender. That's why a child will just cry over anything because his heart is soft. It hasn't developed like you as an adult that done got hard over years. It got hard over time. Why do you think the Most High said, whom shall I teach knowledge? And whom shall I give doctrine? Him that's weaned from the mother's milk. Him that's tender like a baby. They got that tender heart that can be broken. That tender heart that's soft. And that will cry over things. Go to 2 Kings, the 22nd chapter. What do it say in the 19th verse?
Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before Yahweh, when thou heardest what I spake against his place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept for me, I also have heard thee, saith Yahweh. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place.
And why? Why did the Most High say that he was going to grant him this mercy? He told us, we're going to read it again, 2 Kings, and I'm there with you now, the 19th verse, because thine heart was tender. If you look up this word tender, it just means soft. Look it up, and it just means soft. It means another word that defines this word, which you will find in Concordance, it means gentle. Gentle. Because thine heart was tender. You didn't have a hard, stone heart. Thou hast humbled yourself before God when thou heardest what I spake against this place. And here it is. We embarking upon the end of our captivity. We at the end, the end of 400 years. And our people still don't want to tenderize their heart, soften it up, and say, brother, we brothers. This ain't about you or me. This ain't about who's teaching and who ain't teaching. This ain't about who's sitting in the student seats and who ain't. This ain't about covetousness, pulling ranks, and who's the big man and who's the... This ain't about none of that, brother. Let's let Yahweh choose who he feel is capable. Let's let Yahweh will be done. Let's let Yahweh's truth reign. That's how you start thinking when your heart becomes soft. When your heart becomes soft, you don't want no adversities. When your heart becomes soft, you don't want no troubles and problems and beefs. And you don't want none of that. Your heart is too soft for that. Life is too short for that. Life is too beautiful for that. Also, go with me to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. We deal with one another. We're not gentle. When we deal with one another, we're not soft. When we talk to our children, soft. We're not gentle. We're not careful. I said Isaiah, the 40th chapter, right?
Right.
And actually, before we go to Isaiah, since we're in Kings, go back to Kings, but 1 Kings, the 21st chapter. And you want to start reading at verse 27.
And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly.
He went what?
Softly.
Now, because he heard these words. And these words that he heard, see, you had to hear them words. And a lot of words are people don't want to hear. That's why they will stop their ears from hearing. And they will remove their shoulders. Because they don't even want to give it a chance to penetrate their heart. But this brother, he heard it. And whatever he heard, it penetrated his heart. It broke his heart. It softened his heart. It was like a meat tenderizer. It just hit his heart and just made his heart tender. And what happened? Keep reading.
And the word of Yahweh came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou now how Ahab humbleth himself before me?
See how this man humbled himself before me?
Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house.
Yeah, so look at this man. Look how he humbled himself. Look how he goes softly now. Look at his steps. He's just, he done turned into a more gentle guy. He ain't walking around loud and boisterous, and he ain't walking around aggressive, and he just soft now. And he's hearing. He's listening. Because at the end of the day, some people listen. You can put that front on, and you can talk soft, and because don't get it twisted. You can walk soft, talk soft, and but if your heart is hard, and you don't listen and hear the truth of the Most High, you still got some work to do. Because ultimately, that's the purpose of that soft heart. To be able to receive Yahweh's commandments. To be able to receive Yahweh's truth. To have that wise heart is going to receive it. That way, because you have a high expectation from Yah. As a son of the Most High, as a daughter of the Most High, you got children to raise. You got a household to teach. You have to lead by an example. And if you harden your heart against the truth of the Most High, it's not going to take long before you just completely backwards. But this is the kind of heart Yahweh is looking for. This is the kind of steps Yahweh is looking for. This is how a wise heart look. Humble. Go softly. Fasting. Now go with me to Isaiah. You know what? I'm going to save Isaiah. We're gonna read that one. But go to Psalms, the 18th chapter. Psalms, the 18th chapter, we're going to start reading at verse 21. And I tell you, when you start really reading the Proverbs, and you read Proverbs 10, you read Proverbs 12, all over the Proverbs, you will start understanding, like, my goodness, you really do have to have a soft heart to get wisdom. Your heart has to be soft to listen to your parents. To cleave to their words, to follow instructions. Most people, they don't even like to follow instructions. You tell them one thing, and next thing you know, you found out they done did it a whole different kind of way. Because why? Their heart is hard. Their heart is hard. So when you got a hard heart, you're going to think of mischievous ways on how you can just be rebellious just even a little bit instead of just being completely soft, completely humble, submissive, broken, and show yourself to be wise. Don't nobody want no servant that's going to hear the commands and then he's going to go Say, well, I still got the job done, but you didn't do it the way I told you to do it. I would just want to see that you're able to follow instructions. Psalms, the 18th chapter, start at verse 21.
For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me.
Mm-hmm.
I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity.
See, I kept myself from my iniquity. It's a long path to really learn how to be righteous. To really start, because to be righteous is not just to keep the Sabbath in, wear your fringes. That's only a piece of the puzzle. It's a lot of things that Yahweh wants you to do as the righteous. It's a lot of things Yahweh wants you to consider as the righteous. And it takes time to learn these things. The Most High said you have to learn how to do well before you can really get on the path of doing the righteous works Yahweh wants us to do. But this is one of the things you want to do. Focus on, before you get to that level, focus on, what do it say? It says, keep yourself from your iniquity. You know your foolishness. You know your iniquities. Keep yourself from your whoredom. Start with that. Keep yourself from your lust and your drunkard and gluttonous. Start with that. Keep yourself from being filthy and dirty. Start with that. And then you can learn how to walk on a path of true righteousness. But keep reading this.
Therefore have Yahweh recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands and his eyesight. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward.
See, with the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And guess what? A pure heart is a soft heart. That's why the Most High said, I got to get rid of this plastic, stone, this hard heart. That ain't the kind of heart that Yahweh created. That's not the kind of heart that he intended for a heart to be. Yahweh intended for a heart to be a heart of flesh, a soft heart that beats blood and is sensitive, is gentle, and is easily to hurt it. You got to protect it. Check our heart. You just leave it out in the open, and over time, it just stales and it gets hard. And next thing you know, your way is hard. Your thoughts is hard. And even when you love, you think you love him, but man, that ain't no love. You think you love your kids because you beat them every day and you trying to. And they talk about Michael Jackson's father. If the things is true, what they said, that ain't love. Raising your kids like that, that ain't gentle and soft. That's abusive. That's hard. You got to have mercy even in your correction. You got to make sure, man, if you really corrected me with love, I should still feel your love. But we show hate, people. We show hate and hardness. But keep reading that.
For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. Yahweh my Elohim will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my Elohim have I leaped over a wall.
Yeah, it's only because of the Most High we can do these things. This ain't about you. Keep your heart soft. Don't harden it up. Don't get no ounce of pride just because you done beat up 1,000 people. You got this knowledge and you able to stand before the people and teach this, that, and the other. Do not get an ounce of hardness to your heart. Don't get an ounce of pride to yourself. Don't ever think that somebody can't tell you something. Just because you were able to teach and speak the words of the Most High, and now you just the Almighty? No, you're not. It's only one Almighty. It's only one Most High. It's only one Creator, and that's Yahweh. He only gives us this understanding and this knowledge and truth to be able to keep his commandments, to be a servant, to be humble, to embrace humility. Humility. Not to mount up on your own strength. We going in the strength of Yah. I don't have no strength. And all you got to do is stand in the presence of Yah, and you will see you're nothing. Keep reading this.
As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is Elohim save Yahweh? Or who is a rock save our Elohim? It is Elohim that girdeth me with strength.
I don't care what leader you teach, listening to. There is no man that's a rock. There is no man that's, what do you say? For who is Elohim save Yah? Or who is a rock save our Elohim? These, none of us. We can't save nobody. We're nobody's rock. You cannot trust in no one man. It's only Yah. He's the only one perfect. The only time a man is perfect is when his heart is perfect. But in that, a man will never be perfect. He'll never be Yah. But his heart can be perfect. But that don't mean he's not going to make mistakes. It just means his heart is pure. He got a pure heart. Which means what? When he do make a mistake, he's going to make it right. Because he got a soft heart. What kind of person is wrong and don't want to be right? What kind of person make a mistake and don't want to make it right? That you a person that's not going to make mistakes. You're the most blind person on earth. Because Yahweh said, who is blind? Is he that's perfect? One that think he's perfect? Think he's sinless and blameless? And think he knows it all? Keep reading.
It is Elohim that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places.
Yeah, all the praises go to Yah. He the one make my way perfect. So when my way do become perfect, it's because of Yahweh. Uh-huh.
He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up.
Yahweh's right hand has holden me up.
And thy gentleness hath made me great.
And thy gentleness, your gentleness, Yahweh, has made me great. Because Yahweh, he got a gentle heart. So Yahweh is gentle. Why you think it takes so long for you to get punished for your wickedness? Why you think it takes so long for you to just die when you know you deserve death? Because Yahweh is gentle. And that's the only way that we become great. Because Yahweh is long-suffering. Yahweh compassionate, and he delights in mercy. He delights in showing kindness. Matter of fact, it's his pleasure. The Most High gentle. And that's how you know this man, King David. This brother's heart was a, he had a soft heart. And it's an oxymoron. For some people, they say, well, this was a man of war. He was a bloody man. How can he have a soft heart? You think a soft heart is something weak? No. Look, let me show you this real quick, and then I want to show you something about David. Go to Proverbs, the 15th chapter. Yahweh gentle. And so you're going to call Yahweh weak? Yahweh soft. He's compassionate and long-suffering. But don't take his kindness for weakness. Don't do that. What do it say in Proverbs 15, verse 1?
A soft answer turn away wrath.
A soft answer is so strong. Something so soft, but it's so strong that it can turn away wrath. And the scriptures say, man, who can stand before for envy and jealousy and wrath? That this wrath, when a person get in that wrath. Keep reading that.
A soft answer turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
Grievous words stir up anger. See, that's that weak stuff, grievous words. You want to talk all hard and grievous. That don't do nothing. Look what it says in Proverbs 25, verse 15. You ever heard kill a man with kindness? Yeah. I know you thought the hard way was the right way. And you had to be hard to get your point across. And you got to be hard to raise your children. And you got to be hard to be a ruler of your household. And you got to be hard to be a husband. And you got to be hard to be a strong woman. You don't have to be hard. That's weak. That heart, the scriptures say, the heart of the wicked is worth little, of little worth. That hardness, it ain't no value in it. You don't get nothing accomplished in a fruitful way with that hardness. Them kids ain't going to come out right. Your wife and husband, they ain't going to be happy because you hard. What it say in that verse, brother? Proverbs, what I say? Proverbs 25 and 15.
By long forbearing is the prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone.
A soft tongue. So soft. But guess what? It's strong. Softness can break bones. Delicateness. Gentleness. So don't get it twisted and think we're talking about some weak stuff. No, we're talking about the way of Yah. We're talking about the proper heart, the proper way, the way of strength, the way of the strong. And true strength is Yah. So at the end of the day, if you really want to be strong, allow yourself to be soft. Allow yourself to be weak. Allow yourself to be humble. And allow Yah to be your strength. Because now you got true strength. Now your strength is real. Now your strength can take down nations. Because at the end of the day, you try to be hard and mount up on your own strength. You ain't doing jack with that. That ain't nothing but a crayon. You can snap, a little baby can snap that. You ever seen a man get mad at a baby? Because he weak. A little baby can get a grown man bent out of shape. Let me show you this. Look at King David real quick. 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. Start at verse 1. And that's because we're running out of time. Go ahead, start at verse 1.
And it came to pass after this, that David inquired of Yahweh, saying, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And Yahweh said unto him, go
what
up.
Where we supposed to be at 2 Samuel? 7th. Okay. Verse 1.
And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house.
He's just sitting in the house.
And Yahweh had given him rest round about from all his enemies.
He done got rest round about now. He done did all this fighting. Now he got rest.
That the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of Elohim dwelleth within curtains.
Man, do you see this? This is the kind of thoughts that this man sitting around. He just sitting in his house. He been thinking about this. Looking at his house. And instead of admiring the house and how beautiful his house is, he feels shame. My goodness, look at this house. Man, I feel ashamed to be sitting in this house. Keep reading what he says.
And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is within thy heart.
No, you skip. Let's start back over.
Excuse me. Verse 2. That the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of Elohim dwell within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, go, Do all that is within thine heart, for Yahweh is with thee.
We at 2 Samuel. Keep reading.
And it came to pass that the night that the word of Yahweh came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith Yahweh, shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I have brought the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Look at that. The Most High said, listen, go tell my servant David, thus says Yahweh. Really, David? Shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? Listen, I ain't had no house to dwell in since the time I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day. But I've walked in and out of a tent, and Yahweh didn't complain about it. He didn't say nothing about it. And the seventh verse says, in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, I spake not a word of with any of the tribes whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? Not once did I say that. And I just wanted to show you that, listen, this is the kind of heart that we should have. While you're sitting around in your nice house, and you're sitting around in your nice clothes, and you're driving your nice car, this is the kind of heart. And it's a shame because you got all these children that Yahweh done walked before. All these children that Yahweh saved out of Egypt, brought them into this land, and gave them this beautiful land, and gave them all these possessions. And nobody considered to build Yahweh a house? Yes, I can see why Yahweh say, man, this is a hard-hearted people. The one that gave us life. We ain't thinking about him. The one that put breath in our lungs and nostrils. We not think sitting in our house thinking about him. What can we do for him? All we thinking about is what can we do for ourselves. And when we go to Yah, it's about, Yahweh, what can you do for me? And can you do this for me? And can you do that for me? That's what you call a stone cold heart. A stony heart. I'm going to tell you this, people. When your heart began to convert from being stone to flesh, all you're going to want to do is serve Yahweh. That's all it's going to be about, serving the Most High Yah. There ain't no other purpose. When Yahweh bless us this tomorrow, the first thing first is bless Yahweh. Thank you, Yah, for waking me up. Just so I can praise your name. Just so I can serve today. Just so I can do something that you please with today. And you know what Yahweh pleased with? He said, look, he tell us the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. I want you to get in that book. I want you to learn about me. I want you to show me some strength, good strength. Sit down in that book and learn so you can learn how to serve me. Go to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah 40. Let's start at verse 5.
And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahweh hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass.
See, all flesh is grass, which means what? It's soft. All flesh, that's what the Most High said, I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. He is soft, tender heart. And you can read in the scriptures, we're going to show you how this grass and these herbs are tender. And to deal with it, you have to be a farmer and a vine dresser and a a planter, one that's dealing with the herbs of the field, when you're really dealing the right way, you're gentle. Because these things are tender. You can't have that hard way and that hard approach and that aggressiveness. And you have to look at these gardens the same the way you look at gardens and how tender and delicate you have to be. You have to be like that with your family. Keep reading this.
And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of Yahweh bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. O Zion, that brings good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem. That bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your Elohim. Behold, Yahweh Elohim will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd.
He's going to feed his flock like a shepherd.
He shall gather the lambs with his arm.
He gathered the lambs with his arms. And like kids, like babies.
Mm-hmm. And carry them in his bosom. And shall gently lead those that are with young.
And he's going to gently lead those that are with young. Because Yahweh is gentle. Just like Jacob, when he led his family. And when he led the herds and flocks that was with him. And he told Esau, hey, hold on, Esau. Slow down, brother. You can see I got tender children and tender flocks. I have to move softly. I don't want nobody getting hurt. I don't want nobody getting sick. I don't want nobody dying. Mm-hmm. But the wicked is not so. They're going to press and they're going to push and they don't care who falls off. They don't care who gets sick, who dies. Hey, that comes and goes. That's a dime a dozen. The scriptures say in Proverbs 27, chapter 13, verse, notice around the 23rd verse, be thou diligent to know the state of your flock. And see, the righteous, he's going to consider to know the state of his flock. Have you ate? Have you drank? Are you hurt? Are you well? Are you sick? Uh-huh.
Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand?
Now read that 11th verse one more time.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. That's the way of the Most High. See, the Most High is gentle Elohim. And now let's go to this last scripture. And we'll close out with this in Psalms 103. And you'll read this all over the scriptures. I tell you, this is why we really cannot understand the true essence of Yahweh's laws. All the law keepers and the children of Israel, they got all this turmoil in their midst today. And they done had this turmoil even in the past. And it's one answer to the whole problem. It's a hard-hearted people. And until you fix that heart and make it soft, make that heart tender, gentle, like they say today, it's slow for you. It's very slow for you. Psalms 103. What does it say in verse 1?
Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
That's how you're going to start talking when your heart gets soft. Man, I'm trying to bless Yah. Everybody's trying to bless theyself. Let's bless Yah. Oh, my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Because I'm telling you, people, all this blessing yourself and what you got, man, you ain't seen nothing. You don't even know what good is until Yahweh, when you start blessing Yah and you start getting his benefits, Because you ain't seen no benefits until you really start blessing y'all. And you start giving your strength to y'all. No matter what's going on in your life, I know you got stressed out for this, you stressed out for that, and all these things is going on. But when you still say, I'm showing up for y'all, I'm about to do for y'all, and I ain't about to make no excuses for Yahweh, that's when Yahweh gonna bless you. That's when you're gonna see his real benefits. Because now he's gonna strengthen your heart. He says, who forgive all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases, and who redeemed your life from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness. And what kind of mercies, brother?
And tender mercies.
Tender mercies. He touched you with the soft touch and a gentle touch. And heal you from your disease and bring you from that pit that you was in. And Yahweh waiting to bring you out that pit. All you got to do is say, listen, despite that I'm in this pit, despite that I'm in this stress, despite that all this foolishness is going on, I'm about to start putting Yahweh first. Yahweh first, acknowledging. You wake up in the morning, and before you do anything, you bless Yah. And before you do anything, you hit that word. Yahweh, man, this word should not depart from your mouth. It should be with you when you rise up, when you walk by the way, when you sit down, even when you lay down. Keep that word with you. But I praise the Most High Yahweh for his loving kindness and tender mercies. I praise Yahweh for his gentleness. I know from my own experience, people, I should have been dead. I could have been dead. But I know that Yahweh has kept me. And even though I've sinned against him, he's done dealt gently with me. And if you don't realize, he's dealing gently with you. His mercies is with you. And that's why you're not dead. That's why you're not overwhelmed and completely drowned. A live dog is better than a dead lion. So let's keep hope alive. Let's hope in Yah. Let's soften up our hearts. Let's get this heart of flesh. Yahweh said he's going to recompense every man according to his own ways. So if you're trying to have a soft heart and you're trying to have that heart of flesh, Yahweh will give it to you. With that being said, I just want to say praise the mighty Yah. Yahweh is righteous. Yahweh is holy. And please let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom.
Everything and to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Seven
seas. Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me and now we flee from falling leaves. The grinding grief from all the blood. I